Good afternoon, this is Jonathan.
Hello, my name is Alandra. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
I'm going to put you on speaker here so I can do two things at once as far as paperwork. I need to file for an unemployment claim. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, one moment, please.
All right.
Social Security number?
557-83-6339.
First and last name?
First name is Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Last name is McPhee, M-C-P-H-E-E.
Date of birth?
8/15/1969.
Mother's maiden name?
Burdeen.
Burdeen?
Burdeen, F-R. Burdeen, S. I'm sorry. Let me write it down. Yeah, Fred, F-R-E-D-I-N, Burdeen.
F-R-E-D-I-N-E?
I-N, just I-N, F-R-E-D-I-N.
Okay, and do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and give you that license. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
102-27-657.
102-27-657.
That is correct.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand and knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I have not filed for anything yet.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
All I got was an email from my company to file for unemployment insurance.
So you did not get notification of trade readjustment allowance certification?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Have you changed your name? Have you worked under a different name or social in the past 2 years?
No.
Do you have an email address?
Yes, JMCPHEE, the number is 88@yahoo.com. I'll repeat that, JMCPHEE, 88@yahoo.com.
And your phone number?
Area code 281-757-2794.
All right. What's your race?
White.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic. Are you still there?
Are
Yes.
you there?
Okay. Yes, I was just checking.
What's the highest level you completed in school?
3 years of college.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
What's your residential address?
6621 Lydia White Ford Court, Theodore, Alabama, 36582.
Could you repeat that street name again, please?
Lydia, that would be Lydia. Space, that's one word. The next word would be white, like a white Ford truck, white Ford, or Ford Brook. Do you need me to spell that out, or do you?
Lydia White, and what was the rest?
White Ford, F-O-R-D. Like
is white Ford
truck.
One word?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is your residential address and mailing address the same?
Yes, sir.
What's the work description for your last job?
I was a branch manager.
Okay, and branch, could you be more specific with that? What industry you were working in?
I was a truck driving industry. Truck driving training school, to put it more exact. So it's a truck driving training school.
Okay.
So they had two names, a branch manager or business, a branch manager. It rolls off the tongue easy.
Okay, one moment, please. Just trying to make sure I put in the correct information for your employment.
Okay.
Okay, truck driving trainer.
Or truck driving training school.
Okay. Okay, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, I won't find it. so I need to go outside. Either looking for a sales position or maybe a truck driving trainer position. If I have to, I'll get a job driving a truck.
Do you have experience or education in this type of work?
Yes, I have 16 years experience in this industry. I have another 10 years experience in sales.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No, I've...
Are you currently registered?
I was in a union in the past, but I'm not registered in a union. That was in a different state.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not right now. I need to make sure that I get things squared away before. I'd like to finish up my bachelor's degree, but, you know, that's one step at a time, ma'am. I need to make sure that I can pay my mortgage and various other things first. I can't afford to go to school right now. I'm the sole provider for the family, so.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to...
I offered to go on the yard as an instructor, but they have not responded.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday?
Well, I might need... What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, could you repeat that, please?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Depends how well it pays.
Okay, I need a number to enter in to answer this question.
30 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$25.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
Not right now.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama?
In the past, yes. Maybe
within
4 or 5 years.
Time frame. Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That is fine. I would.
If you are
approved. Actually, it's okay because I have a. No, not
okay.
Necessary.
If you are approved for benefits, you have two options for receiving payments. The first is direct deposit into your checking or savings account. The second would be a prepaid benefits card. That card does take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are some fees that may be charged for certain activities. Would you prefer direct deposit or the state benefits card?
Direct deposit is fine.
Okay, what's the routing number?
Bear with me a second. That's why I got on to... If we get disconnected, please tell me. I need to get that information off of my phone as we're speaking. just putting in the username and password. I don't like writing this information down on a piece of paper, so going to a secured place. Checking account for Wells Fargo. Routing number in the U.S. of A would be 0620000080. So that would be 062, four zeros, and then an 8 and a 0.
And the account number?
87969864 31.
Could you repeat that number again, please?
87969864 31.
Who was your last employer?
160 Driving Academy.
What's the employer's phone number?
The corporate number?
You just need a number to contact the employer.
Just a second. My RingCentral and all that has been disconnected by the company as of this afternoon, so let me see if I can find a number for you. Just one moment, okay? I'm going to have to Google it here. I can give you a local number. Is that okay?
Any number to contact the employer will be fine.
Oh, here's a corporate number right here. Are you ready?
Yes.
877-350-0884.
What city were you working in?
Mobile, Alabama.
What's the employment start date?
May 12th, 2021.
What was your last day physically working?
August 12th, 2024.
Okay, why are you no longer working?
They didn't give me much of a reason. They I think the manager got demoted and she took my job.
Okay.
I didn't get, I got a little bit of more information, but not much more than that. You know, they gave me about, a one-hour notice and said, my manager, who I've only met once, called me up and says, sorry, well, she didn't even say sorry, your employment has been terminated. As of, this will be your last day.
What's the name and title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Amanda. Go ahead and put her boss, which would be Michelle Brown. Michelle Brown. I don't know Amanda's last name. I don't remember it because I've only spoken to her on the phone once.
What's her title?
Marauder or something of that nature.
What's Michelle Brown's title?
She would be a regional manager.
What day were you informed that you were no longer employed?
Yesterday.
Yesterday you were informed you were no longer employed and that was your last day working?
Yes. So they informed me at 3 o'clock.
Specifically, what were you told by the employer upon termination?
At work, at my desk. They called me out.
Specifically, what were you told?
Like I said, that that I, you know, Amanda, she said to me, hello, how's it going? We had small talk. She says, I'm here to inform you that as of the end of the day, your employment is terminated. She said something about the numbers, your numbers at the branch are not to corporate's expectations. I've never been written up. I've never received any verbal warnings. But the company does this often.
Okay.
They laid off probably, I think this last month they've laid off probably 100 people the same way.
What did you do to try to resolve the issue prior to being terminated?
There's nothing I can do. It was, I asked them, do you want me to or can I move to the yard? And I was told, Michelle, that would be Michelle's decision. And, but they terminated all my accounts, my Ring Central, everything else. I have not heard back from Michelle. She has not responded. So when someone doesn't respond, I what else can I do? My regional manager took over. She came and delivered. Oh, she said that someone will come and pick up your laptop and also pick up your keys. And so my regional manager, who got demoted, came and picked up my keys, and I cleared out my desk and left.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay for any time after your last day of work?
No, they won't. They don't do that. They still owe me about they still owe me like $2,000, $2,500 in bonuses, which I've never received. Maybe that's why they got rid of me. But I have maybe 3 weeks of vacation. I have about 3 weeks of vacation I won't receive, and I have I used 4 hours of PTO that I will not receive funding for that.
You have certifying that all of your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, you hear
me. See, I didn't... I'm sorry?
You hereby are filing a claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Title Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
All right, one moment, please. right. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification once a week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-361-4524. Your weekly certification can be made. I'm sorry, that phone number is 1-800-752-73.
I'm sorry, just a second here. My computer just crashed on me, and I need to write these numbers down. Is there a PIN number for these? Because I tried to do this online, and it was asking for some type of PIN number.
Yes, I will give you your PIN number once I finish going through the rest of this information.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. Let me find a page. Okay, I'm ready to write this down one more time. You can go over this information so I can put it down in a notepad.
You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification...
7389, right?
Yes. Your weekly certification can be made beginning on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday, right at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacting regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must revise your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not use the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. And since you reported your last day of work to be during the current week, you will be required to report wages on your first weekly certification. Do you have any other questions aside from the... Excuse me, aside from the PIN number.
Any idea when I'll, you said it's going to take 3 weeks.
It normally takes 3 weeks.
Okay. Any idea what the benefits pay out so I can figure out my budget right now?
No, sir, I wouldn't have an idea. Like I believe the maximum amount is up to $275.
$275 a week is the maximum, and the lowest?
I'm not sure with how much the lowest is. This line is just simply for filling out the application.
So I'm going to say 100 to 275. Just a ballpark, so I can make a guesstimate. Okay.
All right. Any other questions aside from the PIN number?
Nope.
Okay. Your claim has been submitted, and your confirmation number is 498.
This would be the PIN number?
No, this is the confirmation number. 498-079-205.
Okay.
And your PIN number?
I'm ready.
Your PIN number is 3969.
3969, okay.
All right, thank you for giving us a call. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, two more questions. I believe Alabama is a right to hire state, so they don't have to give any notice, and they did not have to pay any vacation. They are supposed to pay my final wages. Is that correct?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not exactly sure what they are required to do.
I'm just wondering if they don't pay my final wages. I think they will, but, you know, I'll deal with that when it comes to it. All right, thank you. That's
You're welcome. Bye-bye.